mean, theoretically, I only have to do Monday. We'll talk. Let's do it day by day. So Bez Hashem today is regular, and Monday Bez Hashem will be at 10. And we'll go from there. Okay. So today is the third shiur on Shechita. Shechita's Katan. And is what's the din? Yesterday we talked about you have to be a bar zvicha to shecht. That's why some Yishonim say a goy can't shecht because he's not a bar zvicha. Others, the Rambam said, no, he is a bar zvicha, the way some explain Mishkan Aaron, but it's a din of avodah zara. But certainly many say that a goy is not a bar zvicha. So if a goy shechts, it's not a good shechita. So the question is, so cotton, what would be the din by a cotton? Because the cotton is not mitzuva. Yet the Mishnah says, "Have kol shochtin u'shkitosin k'sheira, chutz mi'cheres shochtin v'cotton." Shema yikalkalu u'shkitosin. Because maybe they're not going to do a good shechita. But then the Mishnah says, "Yichulon sheshochtu v'achayin rolin olson shkitosin k'sheira." So it's an unbelievable halacha. It's the Mishnah saying that the whole reason it's no good is because we're afraid that the shechita is not going to be done properly. But if the shechita is going to be done properly and people are going to see, there'll be oversight, then it's good. So what does that show you? That there's nothing intrinsic with the cotton. There's nothing intrinsic with the cotton. The cotton is a good... We're just afraid, technically, maybe they won't do a proper shechita. But say by a goy. Right? A goy, even if somebody's looking on, it's not going to be good. Because a goy is intrinsically possible. So what's the chiluk that we have to understand? Or a cotton is also not a bar chiyuva. Chereshot of a cotton. So we'll have to see. You take a look in the Rush. When do we say a cotton is not doesn't show that it is ain't in the gear lachina? Chinuch the shechita sheyodela amen is yodah. Because chinuch for shechita means the age where a child is able to coordinate, you know, to have to do so steady action with his hands. He can coordinate his hands. Well, cotton lumkav yadel amin is yadav shochet lechatchila kshagodol omer al mugabel. But once he's higia lechinuch, then that's even the chatchila, if it is a good old man or goblins. But the Hagos Hoshi says, he ain't got a little bit of Gabbav, she tells a psula, that will be the mumka yadela aminis rabbi, that's the other. So you always need a gadol watching the cotton. It's just that if he's ain't a yadela aminis yadav, then that's only b'dievi. If he's yadela aminis yadav, then it's the chatchila. You can, the cotton can shech if a gadol is omid al gabbav. But if there's no gadol omid al gabbav, then it's possible.
Yeah.
Is the Mishnah where the second half of the Mishnah is a din b'dievet? That kulon sheshachtu v'roin also doesn't share as a din b'dievet.
Right. Because
the Mishnah is talking about that he's no higil chinuch. But if he's higil in chinuch, yodel amin es yodov, then it's okay. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 3, Aleph Kafei. Cut to any of the Lama the other Lishchod, ain't most in Hosh Lishchod Mechakiva. Kilach ain't Momu Magabea. So, So then that's what the Rosh said. If there ain't a Yodei Lametz Yadov, then it's not going to, even if it's not all Domen of Abov, it's only B'dieven. So you cut in Yodei Lametz Yadov, and Rechem Omen of Abov, that's the Chatzila. But in Shochet, says the Ramah, they know the Bein Atzmo, then Shchitos of Psula. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, the big question, if you look at the Ramah, three, Avam Shachat Beinod Beina Atzmo Shchitos Psula, Aval Pi Shiyodei Hilcha Shchita, Miki Kotlin Yezet Shanasa Bar Mitzvah Dayi Ben Yigiz Yimashonim V'Yom Recha. So it says that Yishech Salon is Pasul until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. And he says Yish Mechmim Shal Loli Tin Kabbalah L'Mishu Hu Pachas Mi Ben Yitkeh Shana Taz Gavr Bar Dasu Yadei Elizai. Says that the Kabbalah is like the smicha for shechita. So some have a minute that you only give to when you're 18, minimal. Okay, so there is a shach. Thoughts on on page 3 at the bottom of Zayin. Av v'ish yodei hilcha shechita yodei l'amen yodos. Page 4. Kainu was a ruler of Gososhi. Tamkas for her all the better Kabayas by Gososhi and Rashal Sham. Shim to ain't them one still cotton. It says that a cotton can't shecht alone because cotton doesn't have them on us. That's why you need the God of Omid al Gaba. So we should make sure it's done properly. Because the cotton could say he did it properly, but he doesn't have any them on us. Then he says, "The low kemo shadochach ba teres zav." A teres zav is lush, right? People can go through the whole year and think that's hot. A teres zav, right, is a lush, right? So ba teres zav, the tam the kemo shadayin lo gil lechovas shkita min atayra ein shkitas shkita the cost of the zavachta per shepuyushol mishushu mitzuba. Oh, so the lush. Says a chitch. If you want to see it inside on page 5, he says a tremendous chitch. He says, why do you need, the question is like this, why do you need a Godel Omid al Gabbaf? Even if you're Dei Alamin, you still need a Godel Omid al Gabbaf. So the Pashup Shad is what the Shach said, is because you need to know that it was done properly, even though he could do it properly, but he has no namonis to say he did it properly. So the Ravush says a new shita. So we discussed yesterday the concept of being a bar zvicha, that you have to be mechuyev badover. If you're not mechuyev badover, like a goy, according to Tosfos, is an admin. You're not considered a bar zvicha. Tosfos just was mechadish, a bigger kiddush. That somebody technically is mechuyev, but eternally was parik all, is also considered ein bar zvicha. So the question is, what about a cotton? So the chora, maybe he should also be considered la bar zvicha because he's not mitzuva. So the levush says, you're right. He's taka a la bar zvicha, and it's no good. Nothing to do with them on us. But if it's a gadol omer al gabov, it's ki'ilu, since the gadol is, it's like you have is a bar zvicha, so he's doing it al das the gadol, and therefore it's like the gadol can give the das, so to speak, like you have by other areas of halacha that somebody does something as a gadol omer al gabov, so the the Gadol's Das is Mitzurif to the Maisa of the cotton. So that's what he says over here. He says a new Chiddush. As a Lomda Shavur. In other words, the Shach is just a Pashut Shach. In other words, we don't know. He has no Nemanis to say he did a proper Shechita. The Vush is saying no. Yesha Omim Shu Psul Afal Pichi Yedeo for Shechita. Why? Because it succeeds a vachta shapirusha misha humitsuga. She's barking. God will omit Algaba, Yishkot, Afilu, Hatkila, Kaven, Chu Yadela, Amen, and Siada, Vinil, Aina Boki, Bilfashita, Daldasa, Godel, Shumutsuva, Ushochet. So that makes it considered Aldasa Godel, and then, and the Godel is a bar das and a bar zvicha. So that's how it works. That's the concept of Godel omit Algaba. So the Shach doesn't like this. He says, the locomotion dochak ba terizah. The time the came should die, Logila full of Shkita, Minatora, and Shkita's of Shkita. Sees the Hashabim Mushum Tsuga, the Mushus Bar. Without Taymah, the Simon Bays. Over to Kavainu Mutsuva, La Shkita Klau, Avavade, the Kot Mutsuva, Shri also the Lacho Bolo Shkita, the Gamma Shkach is the Fomin to Shkita's of Shea. So he says, no, that a guy is Ainu Mutsuva. But cotton, even though he's not chayv in mitzvahs, but there's a din that you can't eat the low shechita. Some say maybe this talking about, like Rabbi Gerak was discussing, that it's a din, the din of safinan, or cotton ochel mevelus because the mitzvah lafrisho, or something like that. One of these halachas. So he is in the parsha of sorts. I mean, you know, so since he is in the parsha of sorts, so therefore he's considered bar zvicha, and therefore the Shach says it's only because of Elo Nemanis, but not like the Lavush's pshat. Now there is a other areas in halacha which we can compare to this halacha and see how these things work out. In other words, so the Shach is saying he's a bar zvicha. So we have a Gemara in Gittin on Mamheim at base on the next page, on page 6. The Tani of Hanuna Berei Deravim in Parashunya Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuzah Shekoslan Min Umosar Ovi Kachavu El Isha Kotten Tzu Pusi Yisrael Mum Psuvim Shenemar Ukshartem Uksaftem. That Saftam means that anyone who's mitzuvah to put on tefillin, he could write tefillin. Shartam uksaftam. But if he's not mitzuvah to put on tefillin, he's not mitzuvah. So cotton's not mitzuvah to put on tefillin. So then he's not mitzuvah, he can't write tefillin. Or goy, etc. So the question is, what's the difference between Shechita and Tefillin? What's the difference between Shechita and Tefillin? So the Shach already told us that Shechita he has Shaychus to, because he still can't eat. You see, Tefillin has nothing to do with Tefillin. What does he have to do with Tefillin? He doesn't have a chiyuv to put on Tefillin. Finished. Here by Shechita, at least some not supposed to feed him, who's not supposed to eat treif. So Bez the Mitzuvah Lafrisho, or I mean, even if we hold Bez the Mitzuvah Lafrisho, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Shimon Gimel and Arachayim that if he's a Gil Chinuch, then the father's Mitzuvah Lafrisho, we did Chinuch. The Tefillin, what does he have to do with Tefillin? Nothing. So the Pri Megadim in the Psicha Kolelis wants to touch it up a little bit. This idea and say, "Nadan Yishla Ayin Baruchaim Simul Abates Sif Aleph Cotton Posel Luxivist Film Dein Bchalam Shartem Filo Kosher Luzvicha Chayin Rori." So what's the chiluk? So he says a little bit different than it. Tzarich Lomar the Mitzvah Essay Kum Vasei the Rechmada Patri the Gamrei the Cotton. Asher Ein Kain Lo Sase Cotton Chayev Elo Dlab Bnei Deyaninu. So the Pri Megadim wants to make a chiluk between mitzvahs esei and mitzvahs lo sase. That when it comes to a mitzvah's essay, so then a cotton is potter for mitzvah's essay. All mitzvah's essay. So mele is not in the parsha. But mitzvah's lo sase, so he's a little different than the shach. He's saying mitzvah's lo sase, really a cotton is mitzvah, he just doesn't get punished. Just doesn't get punished. Those are cotton chayv, a lot of they have, so therefore we can't punish him. Then he gets into the shach's word, or whatever the shach's word, or a similar word. So you have such a distinction that between mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. So this idea we have the din by Shifcha Harufa on page 9. So what's the din of Shifcha Harufa? So Shifcha Harufa means you have a woman that is Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chorin, meaning she started off as a non-Jewish woman, right? And then she became a Shifcha Knanis. Then she was bought with Shem Shifchus, and they would toivel her in the mikvah to give her, a partial, as Shifchus says, from salvation, a partial Kiddush Yisrael. And so, and then when she gets freed, she goes to the mikvah again, and then she becomes a full giyaris. So now what if she's owned by two people, and one of them freed her and one of them didn't free her? So she, part of her is a regular Jewish woman, and part of her is still a Shifcha Knanis. So a Shifcha Knanis, Kedushin is not Tofes. A Jewish woman, Kedushin is Tofes. So say a man, an Eved, or a regular Jewish man is Mekadishah. So the Kedushin is only Chal ben Miktsas, because it's only Chal on the Bas Chorin part of her. It's not Chal on the Shifcha part of her. So she's a partial Eishes Ish. So then she goes in Mizana with somebody. So it's not the regular din of getting Misa for an Eishes Ish Zinsa, because she's not a full Eishes Ish. So Ishki Ishka Vizisha Shifcha Zera, Fi Shifcha Necharefis Leish, Fahafte Lo Nifdasa, Achufsha Lo Nitala, she wasn't fully. So because Tia, we have to look into the situation. Lo Yumsu, we're not going to kill them because it's not a regular case of Zanus of Nashis Ish, because she's only a partial Nashis Ish, Kilohu Pasha. So what's the din? So the Torah is Mechadish a whole new thing. That he has to bring a korban, v'ishvi es oshom al Hashem al Pesach al Moed el oshom, and the Gemara darshins bikaris tia that she gets malchus, bikaris tia bikra tehe, because you read the Rashech always points out this drasha, you read the psukim, well you give malchus, so she gets malchus, he brings a korban. Okay, that's the story. So what does this have to do with what we're talking about? So the Rambam, in page 12, says, "Bein teisha shanim v'yom echad shebal shivcha harufa." So, what if the fellow is only 9 years old? So, 9 years old is the shear of bia for a man. At 9, he's considered royal of bia. So, normally, if an HCC is developed to a 9 year old, so that's considered she was mazana, as a nice bia, so she'll get killed, and he won't get killed, because he's a 9 year old. So, Bein teisha shanim v'yom echad shebal shivcha harufa, he loke. Who may be korban? Virali, she'ena may be korban at sheyagdil v'yeh ben das. That he can't bring a korban till he's a gadol. But the ma'isaviyah, he still has a ma'isaviyah. So that's the so cotton. It's potter from Kiyuvim. We're not going to be mechayiv him anything. Okay, that's the drush in the Katar's Konim page 9. Ish prat with prat the cotton. Ish prat with cotton. So a cotton is considered a ben. It's considered right of bias, as we'll see, but one second. So then, we have another din. Look at the Rambam in Sota, page 15. Tana Shasiyavi, right, Tana that the father married her off, right, if the father can marry her off. And she was Mazana. So the Rambam Shita, she's also a Bible. And the Ravid has the famous question, whether with Peter Tana Onis. If he's Mazana with a cotton, that's Peter Tana. So isn't that an Onis? Why should she be also? Okay, but then what you see over here, that the Tana is considered that she has das, she has rotzon, etc. So the Gemara in the Sanhedrin on page 16 wants to know what's the din of Yisrael HaBaal HaBehema. Yisrael's Baal HaBehema. So you killed the Behema. So why do you kill the Behema? Is it because the Behema was a Takala
on the person. So that's trying to the Gezeirat HaKosov. Or is it klal? Or because it's an embarrassment that everyone's going to say, hey, this is the behemoth that so-and-so slept with. So we don't want the behemoth around. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Do you need both reasons, one reason? What's the story? So the Gemara discusses the following about a what's with the here? The Vayra from Nun Israel Habal Beiv Veshogimal Takalo Uklon Beinon Vahach Klonika Takalo Leko Dilu Klon Apo Vichein Takalo Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Bar Shalosh Shonu Viyomechad Miskadeshes Rebiya Involve Yovim Kno Chayim Ulam Shemesh Tzish Tam Es Bolo Tam Yemishkav Tachton Ke Elyon He says the coin of hell is the true vole, a kind of soup, possible magoon vole, a kind of fire, a most return, moves him on yoga. Heap tura. A kind of fire is a field behemo. So, what if a behemo? What if it was together with a behemo? Ha, haka, takola, ika. Clone Ika Takolo Leka. It was here, it's going to kill the behemoth. So then that's the reason of clone applies. But Takolo shouldn't apply because there's no Aveira. So the Gemara says no. Canaan is either he, the girl's a Kana, but she's amazed. Takolo Nami Ika. Rahman hu dechasala. Allah dida chasra a behema lo chas. So, in other words, they say that you could have a mazid. You could have a concept of a mazid and a rot zone and a thing like that by a cotton or a tana. But yet, the Torah. So therefore, one could say, like Moshech said, there could be a Maisa Aveira. But the Torah is... So once somebody can get to the status of a Mezid, then you could say their Aveira is an Aveira. So it is a Takola, that this person did a Maisa Aveira. The cotton Tano did a Maisa Aveira with the behemoth. So there, the fact we killed the behemoth when it was together with a cotton or a tana doesn't show that clone is enough. There, there's takola and there's clone. Because it was takola to the kid, because the kid did a maisa aveira, even though it was a cotton or a tana. And so therefore, we have to kill the behemoth, so we shouldn't have, because there's clone and there's takola, there's both. So the Mishkan of Yaakov says, from this Gemara, you see this notion. That a cotton's considered a ratzon, a mazid, and a baravera, etc. And maybe he wants to say that even maybe that's the answer to the Ravid's kasha. That and the Ravid asks, a katanish zinsa is a surah lebayla because she's considered a mazid. If she have a pitrik tana onus. So it says, no, you see from this Gemara that she could have a Rotson, a Mezid, a Navera, etc. So Shachman Chasaleh, and maybe that's how the Rambam Paskin like that Gemara over the Gemara in Yevamos that says Pitik Tana Onus. Rabbi Chodor Wasserman and Sefer Moshe Dimon likes to say this. You know, there's Mechalik between different ages of, we got the Pitik Tana. You know, you just kind of get married one day old. You know, yeah.
That's some stuff.
Rahman Chasala. Rahman
Chasala.
Yeah.
Meaning, how's that going to answer to Rambam? Because we don't give lava to Khan and the Ravir's
Right.
So my high all of a sudden.
So right now this is considered.
Assuming it's an Aveira and Rahman Allah Asala.
So this is considered Aveira, so it's considered Ratzon, it's not considered an onus. So it's considered that there was a. Is
yeah, but we don't punish anyone.
Yeah, so we're not going to punish her. We're not going to punish.
Maybe Machayev of carbon for the custom when he gets older, whether I should put carbon for. You're doing things, you're being Machayev in things.
Yeah, so in.
So Machayev and Lav when they get older for Malchus, or say.
No, a korban is a different type of thing. It's not the regular type of lunch.
But even for korban, so that machayev a korban, the guys with hal shabbos, they don't make them bring a katzah when it's older.
Right, but it's saying for by yeah. So that's a special din by shifta harufa.
Right. So once you're saying these are all special din,
not all special din, but he's saying that you see by shifta harufa it's special zayis hakasim, but. But you see that the Torah, the Gemara just says that it has the status of an Aveir, or status of Ratzon.
But it's not a custom that he brings a carbon when he gets older. The Rambam figured that out for someone. It's not a Gemara.
Yeah.
The Rambam asks someone.
Yeah, so remember, the Maisa, from this Gemara, you see that it's called a Takala. So therefore, if it's called a Takala, it must be something. Must be some type of Aveira of sorts, a Ratzon, Aveira, etc. So, Mela, so that fits into the discussion before that it's not a zero.
You just have to figure it out. So, which Ratzon we act upon and which we say Rahman Chasale?
But Rahman Chasale on the punishment. That's Rahman is always Chasale. But, but we're not giving punishments in the other case.
Yes, the virus had punishment.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a punishment. That could just be, just the Matzias, Nitno, not necessarily, because you don't need Adam for that. Okay, so this is just the general raid of the question of about the Mice Aveira of a cotton. You see, you see those three sugyas of shivcha harufa that is going to bring a korban later. You see the concept of pitek tana onus, where you see the sugya of takola klon. And then if we work it in with the prima godim that wants to be mechalek between esei and los hasei, that los hasei is a cotton is some shaykh to. And we see, three sources that there's some shaykhs. To a cotton, to a los aser, and therefore, one could say that's why the shechita is a good shechita. Is a cotton any treif? Forget the issue of about feeding and things like that. Just stop. The ma'isa aveira of a cotton is considered a ma'isa aveira. It's gum is amazing. It's considered a certain level of a ma'isa aveira. We're not going to give punishments to it, but it's still something. And therefore, that something, says the Prima Godin, might be good enough to make the cotton into a bar zvi. Then we have another sugya of Gittin about a cotton riding a get. A kolk sherim luchtov saget a fil chereshot to the cotton. Now, so a cotton can ride a get. He can be the one to write a get. So the question Tosas asks is, but he's not in the parsha. The cotton can't give a get. The question whether he can even be married. The katana can be married. A cotton is a question whether you have such a thing as a marriage by a cotton. Rabbi Milon talks about, but there's a lav b'nei krisis in it. So how could he give? How could he be the right to get? Just like he can't write the tefillin. Yerushalom the chashiv b'nei krisis holvim higdil hakotton b'nei shtafe hashoyte havi b'nei krisis. So that's an interesting thing, that since when he gets older he'll be B'nai Krisus, so he's B'nai Krisus now. Now this is a new Svara, because we never said this Svara before. He never said, oh, you know, he could write tefillin because eventually he's going to wear tefillin. You don't say that. You say Basher Hushon. You don't say, so what's this notion that you follow the future? So there's a famous Kayodam in the Chachmas Adam on page 21. So he quotes the Tosis, first word belonging to the Tosis begin, because for the Peshot to the cotton came B'nai Krisus, who came Shayigdal Yid Barchayuvim, came Hachanami Havi Barzvika. So now you could say the same thing, maybe that's the reason why he's Barzvika, because in the future. In the future, he could be he's going to be the Shorchayiv in Shkita, even if you want to say now it's a question, but so maybe you can compare that Tosis by get to Shkita. So the question is, so why is that different than tefillin? Well, we don't say that by tefillin. If he said tzarech lomar da dekot and pasul lichto tefillin, avgav da havi bar zvicha ksiva rather kshe yigdol tzarech lomar da hosim shayin di alfinim nikshartim usafim yishul kosher achsha kosher lichto v'ashen kin kotten dashte ina kosher. But the inkling begets shkita lo binin achshe bar ksiva bar ksvises the whole. So the word, he says like this. He says that when it comes to tefillin, you have to be for tefillin now. When it comes to shechita and get, it's enough that you're al shem ha'osim. I think Rav Zalman Chaim, I don't know if I put it in the packet, he wrote a mimer in the Koivitz Beis HaTalmud, where he says what's the schila? So what's he wants to say, whenever the mitzvah is a chiyuv mitzvah, like tefillin, then you have to have the chiyuv now. When the mitzvah is not a chiyuv, or it's a chalos that's going to be created. But it's not that it's a chiyuv to give a get, or it's a chiyuv to shecht. It's that whether the shechting has relevance if you shecht it. So that's enough that you're generally in the parsha, that you're going to come to it, that's good enough. But if it's a mitzvah that's a chiyuv mitzvah, and then you don't have the chiyuv now, then you have nothing. That's how I believe Rav Zalman Chemio elaborates on this Bina Sodom. Yeah.
Right,
so we're saying over this Mahalach from Razal Mechemia that maybe you have to bring in another. Yeah, he didn't discuss that. Right, this is Achiv essay versus.
He says it's Sarah.
Yeah. Right, so with that, maybe.
So what is. Does Razal Mechemia discuss at all Tosfos and.
Right, the Tosis of Mun Vilahachis. So he's saying, according to Tosis, according to the Shkita's Hakum, so then it's not the Chlal. And the Mumalahachis, so we could say it could always do tshuva, I don't know, but right now he's not on that track. Have to check in the
my status also, I guess.
Yeah. And you can look in the Beis HaTalmud, we have them in the library. Mm-hmm. There was a koilo that Rabbi Tzal Zsolti ran many years ago. And then they used to put out a koivitz every year. So Rabbi Zalman Chemia used to write. Maybe he was in the coil, I don't know. But the Tzal Zsolti was this coil. Okay. Okay, then there's a couple more things. Rabbi Chanan. On page 24, 25, in the Code of Kinyonim. On the bottom paragraph, left bottom. The MS Yeshul Hovin, a Maikot Mikri Bar Zvicha. The Indian Mumer, Kosovara, Dafa Pishach, Dossos, Patia Bakhil, Kamukam Paras, Omi Day in the Vela, near a beard of Arab, Taipa, Parvi Olav Ol Shkita, Inu Shaikh, the Indian Heter Achila. The Indian Tumas Neveva, in other words, he doesn't care about Kashas. So he's part male of the whole concept of kashrus, so then he can't matter. But lenient tumas devela, but he said that shkita accomplishes two things. It's metayer brachila, and it's also matir brachila metayer medela vela. So you can understand why a mumer, a hachis, so he doesn't care about it. He holds he could eat it even without the shkita. So he's mafkia himself. But tumah is a metzias that you tell me. Whether you like it, you don't like it, whether you believe in it, you don't believe in it. That's because it's going to be no gay if a piece of truma fill falls on you. So it's nothing to do with you as a person or your ratzon or your. Well, in the tumah's neveva came into. The Mar Kabbalah's Tumahu, Mahanji Shkitaso, Lataher Midei Nevela. So therefore, it should be Mataher Midei Nevela. It says, Fiza Yishlomo Duhudin Lin Kot. Avul Pi Deleka Alea Isser Eina Zabuach. Came in the Mar Kabbalah's Tumahu, Mahanji Shkitaso, Lataher Midei Nevela. So that's another pshat. That a cotton, maybe he's not in the. Even if you hold. That Kotnochel Mavela, same as Nuzum Afrisho, and maybe you hold that the din of Safinan is only a din Rabbanan. So there's no real Isser on him on a Daraisa level. So still, the Shkita could be, he could be in the Torah Shkita, because he's Shaykh to the Tumash. Even though he could have said, then maybe he's only retired midday in the Vela, not. And not Matya Bachila. We assume that the Cotton Mishnah says Shkitosos Kshayr is even for the Heter. But if you don't want to be Michalik, like, you don't want to say like the Rambam that you can be Michalik and it's all together, and Shreifi you'll just say is no good, it's a separate Issur of Meikara, so it's all in one. So then once he's, the Shkit is no Gaya for the Heter, the time of day in the Vela, then it's Matir Bachil also. And that's where Moshe writes on page 28 and 29. He talks, he discusses this on page 29, fourth column, first arrow. L'cheina nochem ani es daiti. The cotton of Shaina Lovi Surim, Ena Mishum, the Ena Dovi Hisu, Rabbi Kumarakam, Shalom, Cotton of the Godless, who pull on it on the Torah. But by the King of the Ben Yisrael, Berecha, the Chalak, the Bola Zu, okay, that's a different point, one second. Yeah, no, the third column I wanted to show you, third column, second arrow. לכאורה היה אפשר לתאר שכן את הדין שחיתה נוגע גם בתומה שנבי לה המתאמה והקות מכיפה לשאול מוכב עם תומה מדווה לה לכן אין בני זביך ואין עם תומה Oh, he says even better, מה שאין כן עקום אין מוכב עם תומה See, by עקום, they're not מוכב עם תומה So, במילה, it's פשוט פשוט, עקום is nothing it's relevant for the תומה, there is no תומה Good work.
And he has to answer
Okay. Or you could say that right. So that would be a problem. Yes, that's fine. Okay. And then the note of user discusses as well the idea of. He discusses the question about Khan being a Barzvifa, because even though Khan no Homveil Saint Bez Mitsum Mafisho, but obviously Mukhuya Mafisho Mitam Kinoch, so that was the other idea. Yeah, what do you say?
Does anyone say that
Rumul Hach
is only like the
Rabbanim? Does anyone say that Rumul Hach is only the Rabbanim? I don't know. So it wasn't much that way from Tosfos, but you know, I could hear someone saying it. Just like the flies and says. The library just yesterday got in a new Lua Shore. New, nice thinking Lua Shore. That's a place to look. Okay, and then comes to my friend the Kaltas Yoav. So he always knows what to say. So he has a mahalach here on page 34 that there are three chilukim. There's three chilukim with over. So it says like this. In the chiv mitzvah says, I don't push it, in our fair shot, we have shul chiv. Turn kol mitzvahs. He's totally popular. Fair shot of the top. Nothing. Okay, so far so good. That's Mr. Sessi. Calls over Mr. Sessi, next rank. Well, in Suri Torah, when it comes to Mrs. Losa, say, he says there are two types. The Holy Suri Torah should be Maisa, Eina Bachilo, Vila, Eina Berechi, Fla. That was, it's on Dava Shein Muscadet. The Buddha called her to pass it in Korachayim. That time the cold will be Tavani and Maisa Maisa. So if you do an Aveira, and you're putting, so it's also not a Maisa Aveira, because it's like a Dom Shein Muscadet. But if it's something that what? That you get Hanoch from, or Be'ila and Achila, so then it would be considered a Maisa Aveira, even by Cheresh of the Tzad. Because he makes a third Chiluk. If we begin to have two Chilukim, he makes three Chilukim. So very little. So he says, bottom line, in the bottom of the page 35 on the left side. Sof Dover Ladina, Hilsa one of the Zed, the Macholas Asuras Varayas, Gam Patan Musar, Rakhitam Onus Tas Rahman. So when it comes to Macholas Asuras and the Rayas, so then his muzer, like the cases we spoke before, it could be the hema and the Makom she'isu b'lo ma'ise, yam kein dina tachila b'ila. Rosnerly the chemtzel shel cotton. We want to say chemtzel shel cotton. So over lacha pesach, vaday dosu b'hanah lacha pesach. Yes, he says that. He says like this again. There's mitzvahs asay, there's mitzvahs los asay that don't have hanah, mitzvahs los asay that do have hanah, so those have hanah that might be available, those that don't. And then he's saying the idea is that because los asay, he does it, it's like a don't shade him skavim. But if it's hanah, then it creates chavana. But say you have a mitzvahs los asay that doesn't need a maisa, like from its Baldi Roya, so then he can be over the Aveira even without a Mesa, he can have Shein Muskavi, and so he'll still be Asa, and he'll still be Chomit Shavala Pasa. So he says, So then what? So then it comes out that that a cotton would macholas asuras, that would be a maisaveru. So then shkita would be relevant, even if you want to say other things as not a maisaveru. So that's how he's mechalek. The mitzvah says he's part of a gamre, similar to the prima garden with a knetch, the filling between by Be'ila, by Achila, by these things, and not by other Averis, unless the Aver itself doesn't have a Maisa to face. He plants Kelayim, cotton plants Kelayim, say. So that's a Los Ase, but there's no Hanah, there's no. So then it wouldn't be an Aver b'chlal. But eating treif would be an Aver. So then, and not putting on tefillin is not mitzvah at all. So it's a nothing. So that would, Masa Shein Bo Hanah, like you said, the Safina Divine came and make an Aver b'chlal. And he says, if you take, you know, there's a whole discussion about bringing a cotton into a cotton who's a kohen, to bring him into a mace, to bring him into a funeral. So he wants to say a chiddush. First of all, we assume is, I mean, safina. That's one of the cases of safina. L'hazei gedolam l'laktanim. Maybe this. So he says. What does he say? And over there, there's no hanah. There's a line here. Yossi, the nicest shame of hanah, like it is with the safina, given the ain kind of very cloud. Chemtzel is no shachinat in Israel. Did he talk about
Because right there is one of the three cases that attacked the Lahazi Gdolim of Tanim. Okay, let's see how that works out. Okay, the Mekitsa, that's his Yesodos. So these are some basic Yesodos that come out of, that we see by, what do we have? Shechita. We had Shechita, we had Get. We had Tefillin. These Shechita Harufa, Pitrik Tana, all different cases, and how Lumbus works out with the cotton. So Shechita's cotton is one area that branches out into a lot of areas to understand the Lumbus of the cotton. Okay, so the story is like this. This is Shiur 11. There are 16 Shiurim. So those that will still be here, we're still open for business. Just next week, as I said, the shiur will be from 10 to 11. And then we have five more shiur. And then, okay, and I spoke to Mr. Cook today to make sure the room will be open. And we'll take it from there. And, okay? And okay, those who want to come back next year for Hilchos Nida are welcome to come back next year for Hilchos Nida. It's also a nice lean, but I think these are interesting. It's important that we to know basic ideas in these in areas. Even though today, as I said, we're not training Rabbanim to be Shochtim. A Talmud of mine today just said to me, you know, we talk about Malicha and this. He says, his Baal Batim, like some of them are old European Jews, they know more about Malicha than he does. Because he never, you know, did Malicha. They do Malicha. So at least, even though we're not doing Malicha, at least we have the ideas of what it is. But, you know, what's Hadacha Basraisa, Hadacha Maisa, what's Basra Kofu. Basra Kofu, that's, you know, your Baal Basra is going to come to you and he's going to ask you, can I eat the Basra Kofu? At least you know, you heard of it before, you know, I mean, what's the issue? Where is it? What's weird is it Shulchan Aruch? What is it based? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Gemara? Is it Hakanas Gaonim? Like, what is it? So at least you know those ideas. You shouldn't. Okay. Okay.